On this day, 6th May, 1921, Craig and De Valera meet. If Colonel Sir James Craig intended to meet Mr. Eamon De Valera when he left Belfast for Dublin on Wednesday, he was the sole custodian of the Secret Four when the announcement of the meeting was made in Belfast last evening. It evoked feelings of consternation in some quarters. One message states, when Sir James Craig was in Dublin on Wednesday, he had an interview with Mr. Eamon De Valera, leader of the Sinn Féin party. Sir James reported Mr. De Valera's views to Lord Fitzalan, the new viceroy, who on Thursday morning left for London. The fact that leaders of the extreme Irish parties have been brought together is regarded in Dublin as a matter of the greatest importance. Another version reads, Sir James Craig and Mr. De Valera met in Dublin today and exchanged views regarding the future of Ireland. Hopes of peace are raised by the meeting, which, whatever the outcome, is regarded as magnificent progress. How some Unionists regarded it was indicated in remarks made by Mr. Samuel McGuffin, MP, at a Tory meeting last night. I always understood, and I wish to speak candidly, he said with considerable heat, that we as Unionists always demurred from having interviews with Sinn Féiners. Well, if Sir James Craig had an interview with Mr. De Valera, he did not believe it was the end of the Parliament. His own opinion was that De Valera, being an arch trickster, had inveigled Sir James Craig into this interview. Editorial. The fact that the two leaders did meet remains, and it is a fact that neither need reproach himself with. No man in Ireland should utter a word calculated to blight any hopes of peace, however faint. But Sir James Craig made it clear that, in his opinion, a complete victory at the polls on May 24th is essential, and safety for Ireland depends on the non-realisation of Sir James Craig's avowed plan. His policy is partition, and the partitionist policy must be defeated if Ireland is to be saved from utter ruin. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, the secret meeting between the two leaders seems to have been part of Lloyd George's policy of putting out peace feelers to Sinn Féin. The British believed De Valera was more moderate than Michael Collins. The talks at Belvedere on Dublin's Howth Road were unproductive and the two men never met again. Craig said Dev had given him a lot of history and some economics. De Valera recalled that Craig regarded the crown as almost a sacred thing. For the Irish News, the real issue was partition.